Our Troy Trojans locker room chat here continues on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Printer Profit alongside here head coach Heath Wetstein with the Troy Trojan boys. This locker room chat is provided by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. It's been two games since last spoke, coach. It took on a very good Valley Falls team, losing by 5-67-62, but bounced back pretty quickly against Pleasant Ridge on senior night, 71-53. Coach, tell me about the last two games for you and your team.
Yeah, I had two tough teams, two tough Northeast Kansas League teams. We knew we'd have to play well in both of them. We started really good against Valley Falls, had a lead at the end of the first quarter, and played hard, played well. They've got a couple players that are really dynamite, and we held them pretty decently in the game, but they had some guys step up and make shots for them. We had a pretty good game plan, and really did some good things. Unfortunately, they had 40 points out of guys that we didn't expect to have that kind of point. Felt pretty good about the game, other than the loss, of course. We fought hard, and then we bounced back last night. We knew we were going to have to play well against Pleasant Ridge. They've been playing really well. Got some really athletic guys and got some guys that can really do a good job. But we started out senior night last night, and Sawyer Ashburn had a really big first quarter. Best quarter he's had all year, of course. Really played well last night.
Yeah, you mentioned Ashburn there. He had 14 points in that victory over the Pleasant Ridge Rams. And, you know, just kind of talking about a lot of the seniors here in your senior class, I mean, how pleased are you with the effort they have put in this year and, you know, how hard they're going to play in the final bits of this season?
Yeah, you bet. They're a terrific group. It's going to be impossible to replace all five of them. A really, really good rounded group. They've been good all the way through. You know, I've watched them obviously since grade school. And a really good group of kids, a really good group of parents. I can always count on them. A good effort and, some really good basketball players. We're going to need them, coming down the stretch here. We've got Riverside on Friday that we've got to play well against, and then finish the Northeast Kansas League next week, and I expect good things here coming up and also into the postseason.
Well, you hit the hammer on the nail, coach. Three games remaining left of the regular season, all in the Northeast Kansas League. Riverside, Oskaloosa, in Horton. What are some keys, these upcoming matchups with Riverside coming up here on Friday in Oskaloosa next Tuesday?
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure we match intensity or bring the intensity every game. You know how it is in a long season. It's hard to bring it every night. You try and reiterate that in practice and before the games. But we're going to have to play a really good game on Friday against the foe, county foe that we have already played once this year. We didn't play very well in that game, and I expect us to play a little bit better, but they're going to play hard. And then next week, obviously finishing it out, we'll try and build a little momentum going into the postseason.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 9 of all our locker room chats.
You bet. Thank you. Go Trojans.
That was head coach Heath Wetstein with the Troy Trojan boys. Upcoming for the Troy Trojans, Riverside on Friday. Next Tuesday, it's against the Oskaloosa Bears.